Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH. Know Your Risk Radio is hosted by Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often volatile markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us for another of the most scintillating hours in finance radio. And like I was telling our people, that is the most. It's not one of the most. It's the most. Capital T, capital H, capital E. And that's because it's a one-horse race, people. not a lot of financial. But we'll take it. We'll take it. Anyway, have a great show planned for you today. Got another interview with my partner Marcos Bueno, who runs our momentum algorithm. And what prompted that is he was just tallying up his performance of the year. That momentum, Darren, I was shocked to see this, and it's in our portfolio, so I should know that. That momentum algorithm, that thing is something else. Since May of 2019, the thing is up 100.5%, so 100.5%. And during the 36% washout last March, markets go down 36%. It was down 11.5. Finished the year with a 30% gain last year. It's up 20% this year. That thing is just killing it. And the thing, again, guys, risk management. What am I most impressed? Look, the gains are great, right? The clients are happy about it. We're happy about it. That's how we get paid. Our clients make more money. So do we. But what I am the most happy about, the most proud of, is that it was down, that you can make that, right? Because that's the trade-off historically in finance, is that to get better returns, you have to take increased risk. And funny enough, that algorithm is a walking embodiment of what we mean by saying risk management. Are there times where we'll miss out on some of the run? Yes. But we will also have times where we're down 11 compared to 36. Now, you need to understand. People go, oh, that's good. You lost 25% less than the market. But that doesn't tell you the whole story. I mean, that's good in and of itself. But the reason why that is so key, and the reason, and this is what I'm constantly talking about as it relates to risk management, the reason that that algorithmic portfolio finished with 30% gains last year was because when it was down 11.5%, all it had to do was make back 12 to get back to even. When the market was down 36, it needed virtually a 50% pop to get back to even. And so when people don't understand how risk management can make them more over time, that's how. And it's the most frustrating thing in this business to talk to retail people, not because you guys are stupid. It's because you don't do this every day. And, you know, I was joking around with one of my buddies that I always get asked by friends and family and, you know, everybody, Zach, got any hot stock tips for us? And I think it's kind of funny. But what I've started saying to them, and I started doing this probably 6 or 8 months, and I go, what kind of stock tips are you after? And they go, well, what do you mean? Stocks that go up. And I go, well, I don't know. Honestly, you should be looking for stock tips about which stocks you want to sell, right? And they kind of look at me with this blank look, and I go, guys, your losers and how much they lose will almost always, and over the long run this will be the case, will have a bigger impact on your total performance than the performance of your winners. You may not like hearing that. That's just math. Take it up with Newton or, you know, take it up with math. That's just the way it goes. And it's so frustrating me because it's not what's talked about, right? That we think that the road to riches is getting me the new hot stock. Well, fine. Maybe you get that hot stock, but if the seven others in your portfolio are complete dogs and losers, what is the end result? Now your buddies and stuff, they're only going to tell you about that one winner, right? That's where you go, well, dude, I bought, you know, Netflix. Okay, but what is your portfolio up? Right? It's just amazing how we get rerouted and we start looking at all the, you know, all the wrong things. But no, so we're going to have Marcos on to discuss that, discuss what he sees happening throughout the rest of the year, and kind of getting a picture of his outlook. And then also he and I want to discuss something we think is really exciting and really fun, and something that could benefit everybody that listens to this show, regardless of whether you become a client or not. So people in the radio business, we call that a teaser, right? Are you with me, Darren? Would that qualify as a teaser? Yeah, see, he's the pro. That's our fearless millennial. Anyway, and you're sporting your Kraken shirt. Are you sold out? Are you a sold out Kraken fan, Darren? Pay attention now. All right. Season tickets? No. All right. For you, those of you that don't know, we're getting a hockey team here in Seattle. So, we got that going for us. We're gonna hang out in the CHOP area in downtown Seattle and then head to the game, right? Or the match. No, it's a game, right? Is hockey a game? Yeah, hockey's a game. Yeah, they have a game. It's a match. Yeah, I never can. What is cricket called? Yeah, cricket's a match too. Anyway, I'm going to get way off course, people. Darren, you got to keep me on topic here, for God's sake. Now, want to get into the market update here. Odd action this week. We're recording on a Thursday. So, again, and it's not my fault. It's Darren's fault. It's not my schedule this time. It's Darren's schedule. So, if you want to be mad about the fact that we don't have results for Friday, blame it on the millennial. And millennials are just great scapegoats. You know, everybody blames everything on millennials. So that's one of the reasons. I mean, he's very good at his job, but that's also one of the reasons we have him. It's like a whipping boy, you know. Anyway, market action this week. Not exactly what I was expecting. I thought we'd see a little more clarity. Now, I think we may. Much like last week, and what we were saying last week is it continues to look to me like this market wants to head higher. I doubt for a variety of reasons that it's going to be in a straight line toward the end of the year like we saw last year. But it certainly could be. The most interesting thing to me is that some of the tech stuff is still working really good. Some of it's not. The commodities, the reflationary stuff, And if you want an example of what I mean, go look at the performance of URNM. It's a uranium fund. It's not a recommendation. You guys have heard me talk about uranium several times. Go look at the performance of that fund over the last month. Pretty crazy. It's traded in like a 25-30% range. And it looked as if that uranium stuff was about to get hammered. It got beat up. And then the bounce back was just ferocious. And that stuff is now dancing around, you know, breakout levels. So it looks like a lot of this inflation stuff is going to make another run, which is, that's kind of the way we see it. That's what I was saying last week. But I don't think it's going to be as much of a bifurcated market as it was in the first quarter, certainly. It continues to look, and there are obviously exceptions, it continues to look like the free ride, that manic part of just anything that's related to electric vehicles or anything that's related to this or that just goes up incessantly, right? There are still some out there. There was one that we picked up, UPST, Upstart Technologies, is like a trade at 170. Used very tight stops on it. I think we got out of it at 226 just because it was nuts. And that thing has just continued to rip. And it's pretty. I think it's trading at 80 times revenue. Yeah, it's got 195 million revenue. Let's see. It's probably slated to do about 500 million in revenue this year. So probably not quite 80 times revenue. And it's sporting a $23 billion market cap because it's an IPO, right? It's a SPAC, I believe. Maybe it's not. Anyway, there's still some craziness going on out there for sure, but it's not nearly as widespread. And I just kind of think that there's a lot more room in this value inflation trade. A lot of the bellwethers of that, BTU, obviously, one that we've talked a lot about. Still, man, that's been a killer. God, we got into that thing at what, 380, I want to say. And today it's at 18 and a half or something. And we picked that up. Shoot, that was, what was that? That was less than 3 months ago. That thing has gone on a tear. Anyway, so I still think we're positioned for the reflation trade, like we've been saying, and the inflation trade through the end of the year. But again, we're going to have to see it through. Like I said, I thought we'd see more clarity by the end of the week. We may be starting to see the beginning of that in terms of what's going to lead the next leg forward. And if we're going to get another leg forward, it sure, I mean, it looks like it to me. There's really, in my opinion, as far as markets go, as far as technicals go, there's just nothing bearish out there. Now, on the fundamental side, it's a completely different picture. But we all know that, right? We don't need to get back into that. Okay, now one other thing. Other than that, guys, we just got to keep watching here. I do think it's funny. It's behaving. To me, one other thing I'll say about the value in the inflation trade, to me, it really looks like the beginnings of a real bull market. And what I mean by that is you see these runs, and then you see these hard sell-offs. And it, you see so many people going, oh, it's over. Right? Remember, bull markets climb a wall of worry. Right? And what are people the most worried about in this market or this market in general, right? It's value type companies, it's inflation, materials, right? That's because tech is guaranteed. And it's just, again, we're not married to it, but I really think, as I was saying last year, coming into this year, as I've said all year long, I still think this rotation in value is in play. And I think we've just made a wonderful consolidation over the last 4 months to launch to the next new level. That's the way we're reading it. Valuations certainly back that up. This stuff is just still dirt cheap. And I've said it before, but we've got stocks where we're up 30, 40, 50, 60%. And the PE ratio of that stock has cut in half even while the thing has gone up 50%. Because their earnings are accelerating so fast. So anyway, now one other thing that I wanted to do here in the market open is I wanted to address something that I've seen happen a lot with our own, not a lot, somewhat with our own clients. And I hear a lot of other things going along. In the past week or two weeks, we've had multiple clients call in with big concerns about a pending market crash. You know, for political reasons or whatever, you know, one guy wanted to go to cash because he was sure the market was going to collapse because of the Afghan pullout. Listen, the clients that called in, all of them, I personally like their partners. And it's not that I've got a bunch of clients I don't like, but these are good guys. So if you're listening to this, don't think I'm singling you out. I'm just using you as an example. And I'm not picking on anybody at all. I'm just stating a fact. And that is, whenever we get those calls from people, literally, without exception, the opposite happens. We call it our client contraindicator. Okay, when clients call up because they're freaked about a crash, typically, we don't make decisions based on that. But if we hear it enough, it typically bulls up our positions in the stocks that we're in. And literally, it has never not panned out. And why is that? I think there's a lot of things, but I think one of them comes down to a fundamental misunderstanding about how markets work. Typically speaking, and the reason you didn't see a big market sell-off based on what happened in Afghanistan is we saw it coming. Markets begin to price that in. Here's the other thing. On a rational level, what do you think is more economically impactful to the U.S. economy? A withdrawal from Afghanistan or COVID? Okay, we just went through COVID, which is the biggest economic shock in the history of our country, and markets doubled within 12 months. Now you think pulling out of Afghanistan is going to bring this carnival to a stop? It's going to take a lot more than that, right? Because if that creates waves, what's the Fed going to do? And this is one of the things. Luke Grohman, a guy that we've had on the show many times, he actually wrote a really prescient tweet today about this exact same thing. And I was actually saying this about some of Luke's research, which I super respect. Again, not saying anything. Luke is as smart as they come. But one of the things I was saying about his research that I really agreed with even 2 years ago was, you know, I feel like all these people keep pointing to normal economic functions that are going to bring this market down. And they're complete. In my opinion, they're making a very big logical fallacy. this market isn't here for real economic reasons. So why on earth do you think real economic situations would bring this market down? As a matter of fact, you can make the argument that bad economic outcomes will be the impetus for the next leg higher. Because what do bad economics lead to? Bad economic outcomes lead to? It leads to more intervention, more printed money. Guys, we have just gone through the worst decade of growth in the history, in the entire history of this country, and the S&P is up somewhere around 400%. I don't know what else to tell you. Does that make it really hard as an investor? Yes. Welcome to my nightmare. Okay, but this is why we do things the way we do them. If it was easy as looking at traditional economic markers and economic, you know, mile markers and economic, you know, like, and that's still not easy. I'm not saying it's simple, even when markets work that way. But I would prefer that. That makes it a lot easier. I feel like I've got a big competitive advantage in a market that's acting rationally, right? But it just ain't the game we're playing, guys. Right. One of the primary reasons that you own stocks, or at least from our clients, one of the primary reasons that we own assets is not necessarily because we believe they're such great value. They're an essential hedge against inflation. And let me just remind you, you need to keep your politics out of investing. It's just going to cloud. Another example, had a client, also a great guy, really like him. And a friend, he's become a friend. He called me up 3 days before the election last year, moved me to cash. Trump's not going to get elected and the market's going to crash and blah, blah, blah. I begged him not to do it. He did it. That was October 2nd, something like that. No, November 2nd. By January 5th, when I talked to him next, our portfolios were up 15%. These markets don't work that way, guys. We're watching this artificial market spurred on by printed money, and we keep expecting a normal economic outcome to blow it over. It just ain't going to happen. Now, eventually, something's going to bring it down, guys. I'm not a Pollyanna. Right? I think one of the reasons this show caught traction and caught on, and we could see it in the number of downloads and all that other kind of stuff, was because of our bearishness last year going into COVID. I've been talking about how stocks are overpriced for a long time, and they're even more so now. But what have we also said? We've never advocated you sell. And guys, this is why the risk management process that we use, this is why we use it. I mean, I think it works great in any market, but especially this one. Because there really is no, I mean, when you're talking about a market that's trading at these valuations, there really is no fundamental reason. People are going to make them up. You know, the Jim Cramers of the world are going to try to justify the, well, it's so much innovation and da-da-da. Look, valuations are where they're at because of all the free money, period. It's just, it is what it is. And it's a bubble. But it's a bubble being supported by people that theoretically have endless fuel to make bubbles. Right? The Federal Reserve, they just keep printing money. The U.S. government, just keep printing money. And so what you need to do, and this is the issue that I've got with people in their approach, is everybody's trying to thread the needle. Talked to a gentleman the other day that got out of the market after the financial crisis. He's been sitting in CDs ever since. And I get why he's done that. I also don't think economically he made an irrational decision. He just wasn't taking into account the impact that the federal government and the central banks around the world can have. And I understand that mistake down to my bones because I made it from 2011 really till probably about 2014. Now, thank goodness that it didn't really hurt our performance because we had done so well during 2008-09 and then so well coming out of 2008-09. We had a blockbuster year in 2010. But, you know, still, markets rocked and rolled for the most part over that period of time. And we sat a lot of that out. And it left me with a lot of head scratching. I've talked about this before on the show. And that has really led to my partnership with Marcos. And it's really led to a lot of the changes we've made about the way that we manage money. And guys, it works. It's worked. We went through last March. Again, I've said this a lot of times, but I just, you know, I... We want to get the – I just watched these people taking it on the chin from other money managers that clearly don't know what they're doing, and I'm not trying to put anybody down. And, you know, that's the other thing I've noticed too. You got to be really careful who you're talking to in terms of managing your money, guys, because one of the things that you'll know, and this really is a hallmark of any bull market, is that anytime markets are going up, it's kind of like real estate, right? You look at a 10-year real estate run where real estate performs really well over a 10-year period of time. I can guarantee you there's going to be a ton more real estate agents by the end of that 10-year run than there was at the start, right? Same is true in money management. And you've got a lot of these guys now running money who started doing this at some point in the last 8-9 years. They've never really been through a proper bear market. And I'm seeing it in just even in the portfolio construction and the performance and a lot of the clients' portfolios that we're looking at. There's just a better way to do it. There's a way to do it where you can not be worried about losing it all and going to the poorhouse. It comes down to portfolio construction and risk management. And like we've said to you, you know, we're going to have Marcos on. And we're going to talk about the performance of that algorithmic portfolio, both in up markets and down markets. All right, we're going to talk about the performance of the value portfolio, which is once again up 38% on the year or something like that. And both those stock portfolios that have blown it out of the water, collectively together, they were down 11.5% last March. Market was down 36. There's a better way to do it. So call us, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com, bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com. Follow me on Twitter, at KYR Radio. As always, guys, not saying we're the only game in town and we're the only ones how to manage money. I'm just telling you that this, you are rife with misinformation and charlatans right now, like you are at the end of every bull run. And they're on both sides of the fence. The people are telling you the market's crash is coming. I mean, how long have you been hearing that? The permabulls, oh, this market's got another 10, 15 years to run. It's all just BS and nonsense and a bloviation. They don't have a bloody clue. And meanwhile, if you're listening to them or you're one of those people, you're completely wasting your time because the only control you have is your risk. And it works. It's like Novocaine, give it time and it works. Collectively, I think our stock portfolios have outperformed the market by, don't quote me, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but somewhere like 15 to 20% over the last 2 years with a fraction of the downside. How did we do it? Not because we're magic and the smartest guys in the world. Manage risk. Manage risk. It works over time. Call us. The other thing is we got another roadshow coming up. You guys know roadshow costs nothing. We only have 100 spaces. We typically get 140, 150 people sign up, so we usually have to send 40 or 50 away. But sign up. Go to Know Your Risk Radio, or no, bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com. We'll have the sign up sheet up there, I think, by Monday of next week, something like that. That is going to be September 30th. We'll announce times next week. We haven't slated the time yet. It'll probably be in the afternoon. Oh, excuse me. It's going to be at 3 o'clock. The Fearless Millennial just gave me that piece of information. So you'll want to sign up for that. And we'll just show you the performance, guys. And we'll show you how it works. And we'll show you how we do it. And it doesn't guarantee you against loss. But what it does is it prevents the catastrophic loss. If we want to make a return on our money, we have to deal with a certain level of volatility. Our goal and the way that we do this is to build a portfolio that has an amount of volatility that you can live with. It doesn't endanger your long-term outlook, but will still outperform the nasty garbage you're in. So call us. Don't waste time. It's just the rest of your financial life. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stick with us. Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
Do better in bull markets. Do better in bear markets. Pay less fees in all markets. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management. You can subscribe to Zach's free newsletter, The Bulwark Insider Report, at knowyourriskradio.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in today's economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow, Thursday, September 30th, right after my show. Zach, I'm excited to be there.
Dory, we've taken Bulwark's entire investment and retirement planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class. We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Join me at the Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow with Zach Abraham, Thursday, September 30th, right after my show at 3. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com, and you'll get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing, too. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Reserve now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice can't be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Borough Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. All right, I'm going to make a mistake. I'm going to go where I know I shouldn't go. Actually, this one isn't as, the first part of this discussion isn't as controversial as others. Now, in the last segment of the show today, I want to discuss, is there a market crash coming? I'm hearing a lot of different people talking about this, and I wanted just to address this. Which, let me just preface this by saying I don't know. And let me also preface it by saying neither does anybody else. And if you're thinking about that, you're wasting your time. If you're worried about that, manage your risk or find somebody that can do it for you. All right? Because people, I'm just going to sit in cash. You just picked the only guaranteed losing asset class out there. You're going to sit in cash with a CPI rating above 5. That's not a good idea. Okay? Call us. And maybe, guys, look, maybe that means we've had clients too where we sit there and go, look, maybe this means we put half your money in the fixed indexed annuity that'll average 5 to 6% a year with no fee and no risk of loss. And maybe you put 25 to 30% of your money in your real estate fund, which has had less volatility than the Barclays Aggregate Bond Index, has averaged about 7, 7.5% a year. Maybe you go with a really conservative portfolio, but either way, once again, getting back into our discussion about people being inherently bad at assessing risk, you're looking at these other things thinking, I think I can lose money there, so I'm going to instead put my money somewhere where I know it will lose this much. Right? Sitting in cash is signing up for an investment that loses 4% a year with current CPI rates. Now, that CPI is probably going to pull back a little bit. But think about it. If that's what you're doing, put it in the bloody annuity that we use. It's insured against loss. That aspect of it works exactly like cash. Well, I've heard annuities are really bad. Hey, guess what? They're not guaranteed to lose 4% a year. I just see these irrational decisions made by investors, and they're all promoted by fear and greed, right? Fear and greed blinds us. On the greed side, listen to this one. I'm getting a little off track here. I recently fired a client. We don't do that very often, but I recently fired a client because they were ticked off because since they joined us at the beginning of September of last year, they're up 45, 7, 8%, something like that. They've outperformed the S&P, but they thought they should have outperformed by more. Okay, they're on the other side of the deal, and they have a pretty aggressive portfolio, right? Greed is blinding them. Greed is creating bad ideas. They were legitimately upset. They wanted to talk to me because they thought that we should be doing better. Beat the S&P net of fees, man. I don't know what you want in a risk managed portfolio. You can't please them all. Anyway, so getting into the next topic, one of the things that I hear people talking about that will precipitate a crash, and we've all heard this talk several times. Now, again, before I get into this topic, please hear me out. Because I understand the flip side. I am not one of these guys on TV saying that, you know, like Ben Bernanke in 2006, the problems in subprime are contained. That was his quote. I'm not one of these Pollyannas telling you like Jim Cramer that it's safe to keep your money at Bear Stearns in 2008. Okay, I'm not one of those guys. I'm just talking about facts. Okay, so let's look at the China scenario. I've heard China cited for years now as one of the things that will precipitate the downfall of the U.S. situation. And the two common things I hear the most people talk about is China's currency. They want to take over the U.S. role and have the reserve currency of the world. And then the other one is that China owns all of our debt and they could dump it at any moment and kill our bond market. Okay, so let's first deal with China wanting to be the world reserve currency. Do they want to be the world reserve currency? I'm sure they do. But guys, they have closed capital accounts. Okay, they've got monetary restrictions. And what that means is they limit the amount of money that can flow in and out of the country. Any country that has monetary controls in place like that can't be the world reserve currency. And China's not going to get rid of those controls anytime soon, in my opinion, because if they did, the value of the yuan would plummet. I just don't see that as viable, and it doesn't help them toward their long-term goal of becoming a currency. The other side of it is there's a bunch of... They're not politically palatable. It's not like the world's going to roll over. They don't have more military might. They don't have more financial might than we do. They've got worse debt problems than we do. Their demographic situation is a disaster. Does that mean that China cannot create significant problems? No, didn't say that. And for in that level, on a geopolitical and economic level, I think they are going to be our largest adversary for the foreseeable future. But the talk of them being the genesis of our destruction is just way overblown. It ain't going to happen anytime soon. And here's the other thing. The rest of the developed world ain't going to sign off on it because they know what China's doing. Maybe they're trying to softball China to try to keep business relations better, because at the end of the day, we know the people that run this world, right? The people in power, the vast majority of them don't give a darn about their constituents. It's all about enriching themselves. That's just the facts. And so will they... But... There's just, in my opinion, as of right now, there is no there there. When you look at their debt situation, when you look at their demographics, I don't think either of which are getting better anytime soon. It's a mess. Okay, now let's flip over to the other one. China owns all our debt. By the end of this year, we're going to be running at $30 trillion plus in debt. Chinese own $1 trillion of it. In the last 16 months, the Federal Reserve has printed $8.5 trillion, something like that, $9 trillion. Still waiting the pending infrastructure bill, because they're going to print that too. You know, 30-40% of GDP we've printed in a single year. The Fed's bought up something like $5 to $6 trillion in assets. Let me tell you what would happen if China decided to dump all of our bonds in a day. The Federal Reserve would step in and buy them, and the issue would be over by the end of the week. Well, they can't keep doing it. Well, yeah, on a long enough timeline, of course they can't, but they just bought $1 trillion worth of mortgage-backed securities in the last year. Wait, you don't think they're going to turn... I mean, it just... Again, guys, it's all... I don't want to say it's fear, because people saying those things and saying that this is unsustainable, they're entirely correct. But unsustainable can take 50 years, 100 years to play out. And the other big fallacy... And this isn't directly about China, but it's part of this whole, you know, this whole conversation. We're going to get hyperinflation and markets are going to crash, Zach. Guys, that's not how it works. You get hyperinflation, the markets are going to go ballistic. If you don't believe me, go look at Venezuela's stock market. Best performing stock market. It's not even close over the last several years. Now, it's not because good things are happening there, but it's because of inflation. And guys, stocks are a part of an inflation protection strategy. It's not the whole game, but it's part of it. And so what you're really worried about, these big crashes you're worried about, guys, a portfolio losing 70 to 80% of its value, that is a construction problem. That's a portfolio construction problem. And furthermore, if you're within 10 years of retired, or you are retired, if you have a portfolio that can lose that much money, if you have a portfolio that can lose 60 to 70%, it is only a matter of time until it does. And you will get ruined eventually. But what I'm saying is, if you, Zach, I'm scared and I'm sitting in this cash and I'm sitting in the G fund, I'm a federal employee and I'm sitting in the G fund with my $1 million because I'm paranoid, or I'm sitting in the stable value fund at Boeing because I'm paranoid. Just put a risk management position in place. If you want a portfolio, if anything over a 10 to 12% loss just freaks you out and makes you lose your stuff, let's build you a portfolio that can't lose more than 12%. It's a construction thing, guys. These are not these amorphous tasks that nobody knows how to do. Like I've told you 100 times before, we can build you a risk managed portfolio that's going to be infinitely better than bonds and cash. And we can also, with a very high level of certainty, tell you, look, the max drawdown on this portfolio is 12% or whatever the case may be. Now, could it go to 13? Sure. But it could easily, just as easily in a nasty crash, stop at 11. The point is we can guarantee that there isn't going to be a catastrophic outcome. And the goal with investing should be, I am good regardless of what plays out. Well, how do we do that? Through risk management. be like, well, I just don't trust. No, fine, fine. If you don't want to trust me or somebody else, that's possible. Here's the trick, guys. And again, I've said this many times. You can. It's very easy to build a portfolio that limits the risk. The trick is to still generate the gains. That's the hard part. Right? But that's why I'm going gray at an early age. Right? So you could just outsource that stress and pain to us. Now it'll add to my gray. Maybe every year you can buy me some like Grecian hair color or whatever. My daughter was giving me crap about that the other day. Dad, you got, look at your white hair. I'm like, well, yeah, I'm paying your tuition, kid. You're wearing me out. So, you know, this is yet another reason why we got to keep the politics, you know, just, you got to keep it out of it. And you got to go a place. And again, hopefully we're that for you, right? Hopefully this show is that for you, but you got to go to a place where we're talking about facts and we're not stating opinions, right? Because your opinion could play out. Maybe it does. The point is, it's not factual. And I think we can all agree that the dissemination of non-factual news out there is at an all-time high. And I think it's because every schmuck out there has got a microphone. Maybe you think I'm one of those schmucks. Maybe I am. I don't think so. But yeah, everybody's got a microphone. And so everybody can say whatever nonsense they want and nobody gets called out. But I think that we've established a pretty good track record. I think that we've established there's a pretty good way to do this and that we can generate results and that managing risk works. Because it does. And this parlays right into our conversation. And I'm just going to combine these right now based on time constraints. But is there a market crash coming? That's a really topical argument, right? It's a really topical thing, which is exactly why I don't think it's happening anytime soon. Market crashes don't happen when everybody expects them. And I'll put in a perfect anecdotal piece of evidence that backs that up. I was all bared up on housing as early as 2005, middle of 2005, early 2006. And everybody will tell you they are now, but they're not. And I don't say that because I got it right. I will tell you that I was so bearish on housing for so long that I started to feel like an idiot. And I was afraid that I'd gotten the whole thing wrong. Just full transparent. I'll just tell you. And the reason I thought that is because everybody I spoke to about it told me what an idiot I was. When you hear your friends out there on the streets worried about whether a market crash is coming or whether this or that, guys, I don't know what to tell you. You just have to tune it out. You need to be afraid. Just like Buffett says, be fearful when everybody's greedy and be greedy when everybody's fearful. And you might say everybody's greedy right now. I would agree with you to some extent. All the talk of market crashes kind of, you know, certainly soften that view a bit because... But in general, right, everybody is bulled up, but that's because the Fed's backing it up. And I just don't think people really understand that transmission mechanism. It literally is the Fed and the U.S. government it's literally turning a crank that is pushing the market higher. And so, you know, if you think that's going to stop anytime soon, you might be right. Here's the problem. I don't know. I don't know what politicians are going to do. I don't know what crazy new stuff are. And guys... You're like, well, I want to find a guy that does. He doesn't exist. That's why we use risk management. That's the whole point. There is no way to know. Nobody's got the secret sauce. Nobody knows. And I know that's hard to wrap your mind around because every crash we go through, we're able to look back and go, we should have seen it. That guy saw it. Nobody listened to him. That ain't going to be this time, guys. Nobody knows this time because markets aren't being driven by natural forces like we've told you. So if you're afraid of a crash, if you're in a situation where you've got 5.1% inflation, and real rate's higher than that because the CPI doesn't mean anything anymore. We've said that a million times. But if you've got 5% inflation and cash is paying you zero, right? A compromise is investing in a risk managed strategy. You're literally saying, I'm afraid of losing over here, so I'm going to go for the guaranteed loss over here. And if you're in that situation... Call us. We have a way out. We have ways. It's like our fixed index annuity. It's not going to give you all the market gains, but historically it's going to give you 40 to 50%. Meanwhile, you're 100% insured against loss with no fee. People are like, oh, those products are not. Guys have been on the radio for 6 years. We've sold over $150 million of these products. We've had one client not happy, and that client was up 37% in 4 years. One. Now, I'm not saying that's a typical result. I'm saying she averaged a much higher rate of return than these things average, and she still wasn't happy because she said, quote unquote, well, I might be up 37, Zach, but the stock market's up 55 over the same period of time. And I go, this is your bond portfolio. Okay, so if we've sold that many and our firm has grown so much and I've been on the radio for 6 years and nobody's yanked me off, maybe I'm telling the truth. Maybe you could talk to a couple of our clients and ask them. And I'm not saying this. I'm saying this is there's a way out. Because I've been in that. I know where you're at. I've been in that situation. You're afraid for all the right reasons. You see all this craziness going on. And yet at the same time, you've sat out all of these unbelievable gains. And the last thing on earth you want to do is jump in right now and get hit after you've missed all the 9-10 years of gains. Call us. We've got a way out. We've got a way out to where you can start taking advantage of this market appreciation, but make sure that you're backstop. So when the thing hits, because it will, you're going to be proven eventually right. I just think it's going to take a lot longer. And when you factor in inflation, all that kind of stuff, by the time this axe finally falls, by the time this sword of Damocles hits its mark, markets could be up another 100%. There's a better way. If you're sitting in the traditional stock bond portfolio, you want better performance and better risk management, we can do that too. But I'm just saying, guys, there's a better way. If you want to make more money and you don't think your guy's good enough, look at our performance. I almost guarantee you we've smoked them, right? If you're all bared down and you think the whole world's going to come apart and you've been sitting in cash for 9 years, call us. We can help you out. There's a way out. There's a way to do this that works better for you, that'll make you money, that'll save you without putting you up against nasty risk. Like, think about it. It's be like, well, I don't even want to lose 15%. You're sitting in cash. You're losing 5% a year. 3 more years sitting in cash and you're going to hit your 15% number. There's a better way. You guys know the drill. Give us a call. 866-779-RISK and 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com, bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com. You guys know the drill. Follow me at KYR Radio. Also go to Bulwark Capital Management. Sign up for our upcoming road show at 3 p.m. on September 30th. You don't want to miss it. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back for a little bit of the interview with Marcos Bueno, and that'll be the show. Stick with us through the break. This is the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach uncover the truth about the financial markets with simple and honest advice to help you plan for retirement. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in this economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, you can join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow, Thursday, September 30th, right after my show. Zach, now's the time for everyone to take a hard look at their investment strategy.
Dory, there could not be a more prescient time. I'll answer all the big questions on investors' minds because I can promise you if you're incorporating some of the long-running investment strategies in today's markets, like a basic 60-40 stock bond portfolio, you're taking a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement.
Learn all about Zach's retirement planning and investment strategies at his Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow, Thursday, September 30th. I'll be there too, right after my show at 3. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Make your reservation now at knowyourriskradio.com. That's knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement with the firm's licensed stock business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you guys so much for sticking with us through the break. And want to get to our interview guest. He's one of my personal favorites, and I'm probably a little biased on that because he also happens to be a partner of mine. But I want to welcome back Mr. Marcos Bueno to the show. Marcos, thank you for joining us.
Thanks to you, Zach. Always a pleasure. You know that.
Yeah, well, it's, you're one of the few people that says that, but I'll take it. Hey, anyway, wild ride we've been on here. You were posting, sent out your quarterly report to our clients. And for those of you that don't know, Marcos runs our algorithmic momentum portfolio. And not too shabby, pal, especially coming off last year. And let me set the stage a little bit for you. since inception, this thing is absolutely ripped. You can give us the numbers. But again, like I was stating earlier to on the show, the thing that was the most impressive to me was how that algorithmic portfolio played defense during last March. And then what further impresses me is the performance this year, because in terms of the outperformance of the S&P 500, it's not as nearly as drastic as it's been in the last couple of years. But this is an entirely different market than we've had the last couple of years. I've been surprised at the algo's ability to pivot, because I always thought that'd be kind of the weak spot, and that's okay. No portfolio is perfect, but you know, it's pivoted, and you're right at market performance the year after blowing them out the previous 2 years. It's pretty impressive. Congratulations, and
thank you.
I've been a benefactor as well as our clients have of that portfolio. But why don't you kind of explain to us? We got off to a little bit slower of a start, and then that momentum portfolio, she just came right back, and now here she is again. What do you attribute the success to? And then again, go through the performance numbers. Tell us how that thing's done since inception to date, and this year and last year, and all that kind of stuff. And then let us know kind of what you're thinking about it as the guy that built this, and you know, kind of where you see us headed.
Sure. So just to give you a quick overview, so this portfolio started in May of 2019. Mm-hmm. Since then, it has doubled this month. So it's 100% up since May 2019. From May to December 19, it was up 29%. Full year 2020 was up 28%, that kind of thing. I'm speaking from memory.
It was actually just shy of 30. But just it's like 29.8 or something like that.
29.8, yeah. And then this year so far, I think we're just shy of 20 in the first 8 months. So that compounded adds up to 100%, which is much better result than I ever expected. And to answer the second question is, why has it been flexible? Why has it been adapting to different markets? And the answer to that is that it's created based on sort of like timeless features, what I call timeless features of the equity markets, stocks. Like stocks have always some winners and losers. It's very hard to say ex ante, like a priori, which are going to be the winners and losers. But no matter what market we are in, there is always some winners and there's always some losers. So what happens in many portfolios is that they make they put themselves in a bucket or a certain mandate or whatever, some restrictions that they benefit when their mandate is doing well. And when markets change and then a different kind of mandate is working, then the other guys do well and they don't do as well. I started this with a completely agnostic perspective as to sectors, factors, trading styles. I just wanted to be on whatever the winners are at any given time. So I designed a system that does exactly that. It's like, it just has no preconceived ideas of what should work other than it sort of like finds out the things that are working and it latches onto them. So it's a trend following system. It finds the trends, and trends tend to be persistent because that's why they are trends. Trends are sort of like the result of change in life, and change tends to be takes time, and then when we go to from A to B, we don't go in one go, in one step. There's multiple steps in between, and that creates a trend. So when you see a trend, chances are it's going to continue. So what it does, it just finds the trends and it just latches onto them until they stop. And that means that it's completely agnostic to market regimes. It's just whatever trend is happening, it will be on it. And that's why when in 2019 and most of 2020, it was tech. 2020 was a lot of healthcare that was working. This year, it's been less clear. That's why the performance is very good, but it's not double the S&P like it was 2 years before, because the market has been less clear about what the trends are. But still, it got on the consumer discretionary trends for most of the year, some of the industrial trends in the first half of the year. Now it's moving away from that because that seems to be like a little bit weaker. And in the last couple of months, it's been getting on tech, which it seems to be what's working now. So that's why he's like, it doesn't matter what the market is. It just follows this very simple process conceptually. It's not that easy. It's subtle to implement, but the concept is quite easy. It's simple. And that's why it's robust.
Yeah. Well, and then the other, obviously, you know, you're talking to the leader of riskmanagement.com. We don't really have that thing, but, you know, it's Know Your Risk Radio. We're always talking about the risk management side of it. And one of the
That's the other thing. Yeah, that's the other thing. It's like,
That's the other, in my opinion, that's the most compelling part of the story. And that's honestly, as a guy that partnered with you and believed in it from the beginning, even that part of it has surprised me. That ability for it to capture that upside, and yet how beautifully it held up during the biggest realized volatility scare in the history of the market.
Yeah, the risk management side is actually the harder part. That's where experience comes in. And so, like, knowing what you do matters. So it's portfolio construction. How do you make sure that your positions are the right ones in terms of not just in an individual basis, but relative to the rest of the portfolio in terms of correlation? And then when to pull the plug on a position? That's the other thing that is not an easy to, it's easy to say, it's hard to decide what that is and then do it. So that is another part that is very important too. And it's so important that we could actually pick random stocks, and we would still make money. Less money, it will take longer and stuff, but I think it will still work.
Well, because this is something I was hammering on again earlier too, because it protects against the downside, and it's, you know, I don't know how you feel about it. You interface a lot less with retail, you know, investors, and a lot of people on the professional side too. Right? All right, due to time constraints, we unfortunately have to cut the interview off right there. But as always, you want to hear the rest of the interview, go to just Google Know Your Risk Radio podcast. And just subscribe, click the subscribe button. You can get just Google Know Your Risk Radio podcast. It comes up on all the different podcast sites. That way, if you like the show, you don't have to sit around and wait till noon on Saturday. You can listen to it when it comes out, usually comes out on Friday afternoon. But that is the easiest way to listen to this. Don't miss our new deep dive segment that's coming out on the podcast as well. And I really hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next week. Mind your risk, folks. Manage that risk. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you next week. You're listening to the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham now at knowyourriskradio.com. Zach will be back with more Know Your Risk Radio next Saturday at noon on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.